126首。
Please sing him 126.
现在要来祷告，求主继续带领，让我们这一次的会议能够得到主的祝福，还能够带动圣工的发展。
We're now going to pray for God's guidance, in furthering the gospel.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领祝福。
Let's all pray for God's guidance.
感谢主，我们从今天晚上开始，是我们一年一度的全国教会会议。
Thank God that starting this evening, we are going to begin our national church conference for this year.
欢迎来自各地的圣职人员以及教会的代表。
And we welcome all ministers and delegates from various places. In the country.
大家在百忙当中啊，能够拨忙来参加这一次的盛会。
You have taken time in your busyness to come to the conference.
求主纪念我们大家的爱心跟热心。
May God remember your zeal and love.
我们特别求主纪念圣活系教会。
And we would also ask of the Lord to remember the San Jose Church.
借着所有弟兄姊妹大家的同心合力，让我们有一个非常好的环境，在这边开会。
With the united effort of the brothers and sisters of this church, we are able to have this conference here.
愿主纪念我们大家所付出的一切辛劳。
May God remember all our loving labor for Him.
我们全国教会会议主要的目的
The main objective of this conference
就是借着所有的总会的同工以及地方教会的代表，在圣灵的带领之下，一起来商讨我们全美国教会的圣工。
Is that all the ministers as well as the delegates from each local church will aggregate or congregate hereto discuss the matters of the ministry according to the guidance of the Lord.
所以我们借着总会以及各教会的报告，能够了解我们全体教会的情形。
Also, during this time, through the reports from the General Assembly and also each local church, we'll be able to understand
and 让我们一起来关心全体的教会。
And to care for all the churches in the United States.
在这一次的会议当中，我们定了一个特别的专题。
We have decided on a theme for this conference.
因为宣道跟牧养，这是主耶稣交托给教会的两大使命。
Evangelism and pastoring are two great commissions that our Lord has entrusted to us.
所以今年我们以扩张、增添国民、扩张境界做我们的主题。
So we have decided to adopt.The topic to expand our territory through the expansion of population as our theme.
所以我们在讲道当中有特别的专题正道。
And so we have a very theme-focused messages in the next 2 days.
我们也花了一些时间针对这个问题来做探讨。
And we will also spend time.To discuss these themes.
希望大家能够建立共识，能够推动全国的宣道工作。
And it is hoped that we will come to a consensus to push the ministry in the United States forward.
在提案当中有建议教会要加强施送的工作。
And one of the proposals from a local church is to strengthen hymnal ministry.
我们知道诗颂在教会里面相当重要。
We know that hymnal ministry is very important in our church.
因为可以提高所有弟兄姊妹的士气。
Through hymns, we can boost the morale of our brothers and sisters in the Lord.
还能够让教会大家能够同心合意还能够更加的团结。
And it allows us to work in one accord and be united.
所以我们盼望说也能够积极的来推动施送的工作。
So we hope to enthusiastically advocate hymnal worship in each local church.
所以今天晚上我们就从总会 的同工开始做示范，做榜样。
And so we are going to begin this ministry, and as a demonstration, begin with the workers from the GA.
啊，等一下聚会完的时候，我们就要请总会的负责人，还有所有传道者。
Specifically, at the end of this service, we're going to ask the staff of the General Assembly as well as the ministers
啊，大家来献诗
to present a hymn.
啊，虽然在开会之前不久啊，我们才聚集在一起啊练习。
Even though we just congregated not too long ago for a practice before this conference.
啊，不管唱得好，唱不好。
And yet, regardless how we present,
总是希望说啊，能够带动整个教会的诗颂活动。
It is only meant to push forward and to advocate hymnal, hymnal worship in our church.
啊，愿主带领祝福我们这一次的全国教会会议。
May God bless the National Church Conference this year.
哦，现在就把以下的时间交给武弟传道来证道。
Now we will invite Pastor Vudi.To deliver a sermon.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bear witness for the Lord.
奉主耶稣圣名，在这边为主做见证。
First of all, I praise and thank God I can be here to worship the true and living God with all of you.
首先我能感谢神让我有这个机会跟大家一起来服侍这又真又活的真神。
So as Pastor Cho said, the theme for this NCC is evangelism.
所以就像周传道刚刚所说的，这个会议的主题是传福音跟牧养。
We know evangelism is not easy.
我们知道传福音不是一件容易的事。
I think every single one of us know Billy Graham.
我想我们每一个人都知道 Billy Graham 是谁
，because he's a quite a famous evangelist.
因为他是一个非常著名的布道家。
And there's a story about him when he's, you know, in the beginning of his ministry, he went to the small town to evangelize.
曾经有这么样的故事，当他开始他的布道的时候呢，他到一个很小的镇去布道。
And then a time as he had to mail a letter, so he was looking for a post office.
他那个时候要寄信，所以他都叫到邮局去。
And then a time as he was looking for a post office, he saw a young boy was walking on the street.
他正在找邮局的时候，看到一个小孩在路边走。
And、then he asked a young boy, "Do you know where the post office is?"
所以呢，他就问这个小孩，你知道邮局在哪里吗
？And then the young boy just told him where to go to the post office.
这小孩就跟他说了这个邮局怎么去。
The young boy said, "Wow, you are new in this town."
这小孩就对他说，你大概是新来的吧
？He said, "Yes, I am evangelist."
是啊，我是一个布道家。
And the young boy asked him, "What is evangelist?"
这个小孩就问他什么是布道家。
He said that I'm the person that show people how to go to heaven.
我就是告诉人们怎么样能够到神那里去。
And then he said, why don't you tell your parents to come and listen to me tonight?
那你是否可以请你的父母亲呢一起来听我今天晚上的证道呢
？And then the young boy said, right, you can't even find your place to the post office.
这小孩跟他说：“你连邮局都找不到。”
How are you going to tell us go to heaven?
你怎么告诉我们怎么到天国去呢
？So when I think about this story, I really think about a lot of obstacles that we have in our church.
所以当我听到这个故事的时候，我不仅想到我们教会所面临的各种宣道的挑战。
For example, when we go to different places,
譬如说我们到不同的地方去。
Even when people ask us, what church do you go to?
虽然有人会问我们说你到哪一个教会去。
And many times you always mumble, True Jesus Church.
但是呢，我们通常会念自语的说，真耶稣教会。
And even for myself, because when people ask me what kind of job do I do,
那如果有人问我们说我们是从事什么样的工作呢
？I just tell them I'm a minister, I'm a preacher.
我就会跟他说我是个传道。
And most of the time when I tell them I'm a preacher, they're the one to start preaching to me.
那很奇怪的是，我跟别人说我是传道的时候，他们就会开始对我来传道。
Because it's very hard for them to believe that an Asian person can be a preacher.
因为呢，对很多人来说呢，一个亚洲人要成为一个牧师不太可能。
So we know, even though we are the chosen people of God.
所以尽管我们是被神所拣选的人。
For sure, there's many obstacles that's ahead of us.
在我们面前还有许多的困难和挑战。
But through the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是借着神的圣灵的能力。
We can transcend all these kind of difficulties that we have.
我们能够超越我们所面对的所有的一切困难。
And let's look at the background a little bit.
我们来看一下背景。
Because last year I also presented this, and we just want to review quickly.
去年呢，我已经 把这个讯息带给大家，但是我们今年再来复习一下。
Can you go to second slide, please, Jimmy? There are more than 6.5 billion people living in the world today.
在今天的社会里头呢，我们总共有65亿的人。
Nearly two-thirds of them are Asian, living on less than one-third of the land.
三分之二的人呢是亚洲人，活在大概三分之一的土地上。
And only about 5% of the world people live in North America.
那其实呢，只有5%的人呢是住在北美。
So this means in Canada and also in America, there's only 5% of the population in the whole world.
换句话说呢，加拿大跟美国的人口不过是世界上人口的5%。
Can you go to second slide, please? Let's look at geographic and region population and percentage of the world.
我们来看这个人口的世界分布图。
We can see that in Asia, there's 3.3 billion 580 million people live in Asia.
我们看到亚洲呢，总共有35亿1800万人。
This is over 56% of the whole population.
这大概是全世界人口的56.4%。
And then in Africa, there's about 839 million.
在非洲呢，大概有83900万人。
And that's about 13.5%.
大概13.5%。
And in Europe, it's about 803 million.
在欧洲呢，有8亿300万。
That's about 12.9%.
大概是12.9%。
And the next one, the Latin America and Caribbean is about 539 million.
在拉丁美洲跟 Caribbean 总共有53900万人。
But in North America, that is the U.S. and Canada, it's only 320 million.
但是在北美，就是美国跟加拿大，总共有3亿2000万人。
So this means those who speak It seems like those who speak English, is the percentage is very low.
换句话就是说呢，似乎讲英文的人口的比例似乎非常的低。
Can you go to the next slide, please?
但是当我们看到下一个片段。
Let's look at the country of population.
我们来看一下呢，这个国家的人口分布。
Just in China alone is 1,321,000,000.
在中国大陆总共有132,000,000人。
And India is 1,129,000,000.
在印度呢，有112,900万人。
And then United States are the third country that have the most people, at 301,000,000.
美国是第三个人口最密集的国家，有3,100,000,000人。
Next slide, please. So in 2007, estimated world population for the language. This is even though North America consists only 5% of the whole world population.
所以呢，在2007年，所预计的这个人口所说的语言呢，
But
有以下的分布。
2 billion 42 million people in the world speak English.
大概有204,200,000人说英文。
And in Chinese language, it's 1,351,000,000.
讲中文的人呢有135,100,000人。
And then Spanish is 442 million.
西班牙话4,420,000,000。
So if you look at all these statistics, it's quite marvelous how God chose the Asian race.
所以呢，你如果看到这些统计数字，你就会发现神的拣选是多么的奇妙。
Because they estimated within 10 to 15 years, the whole world will speak only two main languages, that is English and Chinese.
因为呢，按照他们的预计呢，大概在15年内呢，全世界的人口只会讲两种主要的语言。
So this is the two main languages we need to focus the chosen people of God.
所以呢，我们必须要着重于这两个两种的人口。
If we want to preach the gospel to all nations,This is the focus we must go to.
所以，如果我们要把福音传到全世界，我们必须要着重在这两个方面。
And then Spanish 442 billion.
西班牙话4,400,000.
And then if we look at go to the next slide, please. If we look at the internet language that is used worldwide.
如果我们看到在网络上所使用的语言。
And we can see that English 366 million.
英文总共有3,600,000,000。
This means out of all the people who use the internet, 31.2% of them serve the website that have English writing on it.
换句话说呢，任何上网的人大概有31%是用英文。
And then Chinese 184 million.
中文1,840,000,000。
That consists of 15.7%.
百分比是15.7%。
And then Spanish 101 million.
西班牙语1,100,000。
That is 8.7%.
八点七。
So by knowing the statistic, it's very clear where we need to focus when we want to evangelize.
所以从这些统计数字呢，我们可以非常清楚看到我们所要传福音的对象到底是谁。
And let's break it down a little bit to the population U.S.
我们再来看一下美国的人口统计。
In U.S. is about 81% speak English.
在美国呢，大概有81%的人是讲英文的。
But it doesn't mean that they don't speak any other languages, right? They speak English, maybe they also speak Spanish.Also,
但是这个数字呢，意味着这些人不单单只讲英文，有一些人可能会讲其他的语言。
And even they speak Spanish, doesn't mean they also can speak English.
在这边说到说西班牙话的，并不表示他们只会说西班牙话，他们或许会说别国的语言。
So 81% speak English.
所以有81%的人说英文。
Their mother tongue is English.
换句话说，他们的母语是英文。
And Spanish about 10.7%.
西班牙话10.7%.
And if you look at the If you look at the next slide, and you see, look at the Asian and Pacific Islands.
如果我们看到这个欧洲语系跟太平洋岛的呢
，It's only 2.7%.
你看到的百分比只不过是2.7%.
So this means, if we want to preach in Northern America and even in the United States.
所以呢，如果我们要在美国来传福音
，Actually, Chinese is very small percentage.
其实呢，讲中文的人是占少数的。
Even though sometimes we as Asian we think that Chinese is all over the place.
尽管我们大部分的人身为中国人都觉得说中国人到处都有。
But in US it's still very small percentage.
但是呢，以整个美国的人口来说，它仍旧占为少数。
So what does this mean for us in United States?
所以这意味着什么呢？
We must focus on English speaking.
我们的着重点必须在讲英文的人。
Because there's many states we need to evangelize.
因为有很多州我们需要去传福音。
And most of the people they speak English.
大部分的人都讲英文。
And then again, if you look at the internet, that is the language that is used in U.S. and Canada.
那我们再看一下呢，网络的使用率，尤其是在美国和加拿大。
280 million people who use the internet in America speak English.
在这些地方呢，总共有2.8亿的人是用使用英文来上网。
And 26.7 million they speak Spanish.
2,670,000是用西班牙话。
And look at the Chinese population.
我们再来看一下中国人的人
口。Of the whole United States, only 2.0 billion that use Chinese to serve the internet.
在美国、加拿大的地方呢，只有200,000的人是用中文来上网。
Okay, and then let's look at True Jesus Church.
我们再来看一下我们的真耶稣教会。
Worldwide, we have about 2.8 to 3 million members.
我们全世界的信徒大概有280,000到300,000。
Of course, this number we don't know how accurate it is.
当然我们不晓得这个数字是否正确。
But we know the United States is only about 2,500 members. In the United States, only about 2,500. Members,
但是在美国，我们只有2,500信徒。
So this means even though out of 300 billion people in this country, million people in this country.
所以呢，在美国的人口3亿的人口当中呢
，Those who belong to True Church is very small.
其实属于真耶稣教会的信徒是占极少数的。
Is not you can't even write the percentage because it's so low.
其实你要算百分比也算不出来，因为实在数目太低了。
So this means it's a lot of work for us to do in the United States.
换句话就是说，我们在美国有很多的工
作。That's why for the younger generation, it's so important for them, for us to train them up so they can preach the gospel.
所以我们年轻的一代必须要能够把他们建立起来，能够来传福音。
And now let's see what kind of, what kind of obstacle that we go through as a true church of God.
我们现在再来看看我们要传福音要遭遇什么样的挑战。
We always have heard before that our church is too Chinese.
我们常常听到说呢，我们的教会实在是太中国了。
Of course, there's a lot of Chinese members in our church. Of course, it's going to be too Chinese.
当然了，我们大部分的信徒都是中国人，所以当然感觉起来就比较中国。
But those who are non-Chinese when they come to our church.
但是非中国人来到我们教会的时候是什么样的感觉呢
？Why so many of them cannot stay in church?
为什么有很多人没有办法待在教会呢
？So what are the something that TJC that we lacked?
所以呢，我们身为真耶稣教会呢，到底我们缺乏的是什么
？And the first thing we have to talk about is being sensitive to other culture.
第一点呢，就是我们要对于其他的文化必须要提高敏感度。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 6.
我们来看使徒行传六章。
The book of Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
The book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 1.
使徒行传第六章第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplying, there arose complaint against the Hebrew by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in their daily distribution.
那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
So in Acts chapter 6 verse 1, it says there's arose a complaint.
所以在使徒行传第六章第一节呢，那边有人发怨言。
And the reason the complaint came up because there was many disciples was multiplying.
会有怨言呢，是因为他们那个时候的门徒增多。
So that's why we always say the more people we have, the more problems we're going to have.
人越多，问题越多。
And the reason they complained at the time because those who are the Hellenists, they would be neglected of daily distribution.
那个时候呢，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言。
Because the Hellenists are the Jews that speak Greek.
因为呢，这些犹太人是说希腊话的。
So but during that time, because God gave them wisdom.
但是那个时候神赐给他们智慧。
They be able to overcome this obstacle.
他们能够克服这样的困难。
Why? Because they are very sensitive to the problems that they encounter during that time.
为什么？因为他们对于他们那个时候所受到的挑战跟困难有很高的警觉性跟敏感度。
That's why we read chapter 6 verse 7.
所以我们来看第六章第七节。
Then the word of God spread, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and great many of the priests were obedient to the faith.
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目增加的甚多，有许多祭司信从了这道。
So because they were filled with the Holy Spirit,
他们被圣灵充满。
God granted them the wisdom to be able to take care of this situation.
神赐给他们智慧来处理这样的问题。
So because of this, the word of God spread and the number of disciples multiplied.
因为这样子，神的道兴旺起来，门徒数目增加的甚多。
And even the priests come also to believe in the faith.
甚至有许多祭司信从了这道。
So that's why it's so important if we want our church to grow.
所以呢，如果我们要我们教会能增长，
we must be sensitive to different cultures.
我们必须要提高我们对其他民族或文化的敏感度。
For example, I put some example is food.
我举了一些例子，譬如说食物。
Really, almost every time I eat lunch on Sabbath, always Chinese food.
每一次吃午餐几乎都是中餐。
And for me, I love Chinese food.
我非常喜欢中餐。
So for me, I don't complain too much.
对我来说，我没有什么好抱怨的。
But for those, maybe for Caucasian members, or for those who's English members, if they come to eat Chinese food every Sabbath, of course, they're going to lose heart sooner or later.
但是呢，对其他的人种，如果他们每一次都是在吃中餐的话，或许对他们来说是不是一件很好的事。
You know, I was adopted by an American family.
其实呢，我小时候就被一个美国的家庭来收养。
I remember when I first invited my parents to come to live with us.
那个时候我还记得我邀请我的父母亲跟我们一起住。
And during that time, my wife and I were cooking rice downstairs in the kitchen.
那我的太太和我呢，我们两个就在厨房里面煮饭。
And my, you know, say Caucasian mother came down, she said, wow, what is that smell?
我妈妈一进到厨房就说，这什么味道？
And for us, we couldn't believe it.
对我们来说，简直不可思议。
It's we bought like jasmine rice, to us it smelled very nice.
我们煮的是米，是非常香的米。
But to my mother, it's just very stinky.
但是对我妈妈来说呢，
So from that day on, we had to cook rice outside on the deck.
所以从此以后呢，我们饭是拿到屋子以
外面去煮。So that's why don't assume that everybody loves Chinese food.
所以我们不要有这种假设呢，每一个人都一定喜欢中餐。
But even if they love Chinese food, the Chinese food is very different from what we think of Chinese food.
甚至这些非中国人，他们尽管喜欢中国菜，但是他们
喜欢的并不是跟我们想象的一样。
When they think about Chinese food,
they think about fried rice and chicken fingers, right?
对这些人来说呢，他们所谓的中餐呢，可能是炒饭或者是鸡块。
They're not thinking about fish head soup.And you know, feet, pork feet and chicken feet. They're not thinking about that kind of Chinese food.
他们其实不是在想的是那个鱼头汤或者是凤爪等等。
But for us, sometimes we think that is very normal.
但是对我们来说，这似乎是很寻常的事情。
I remember one time I went to a church.
我还记得有一次我到一个教会。
And during lunch, they brought a durian.
午餐的时候呢，有一个人把一粒榴莲拿出来。
Of course, when you open the durian up, it stink up the whole church.
你把榴莲一打开，这整间教会都是榴莲的味
道。And at that time, even some of the members who are Asian complain, it smells too much. Go take it outside and eat it.
那个时候呢，有一些亚洲的信徒呢，他们甚至也觉得味道太重，请他把榴莲拿出去。
Of course, even though we feel like food is not the most important thing in service.
当然，在我们的崇拜聚会，食物并不是最重要的。
But we need to show love.
但是我们必须要实行爱心。
I remember when I first came to Christ.
我还记得我刚来。刚归入主的名下。
And I was at Irvine Church for a seminar.
我在尔湾教会参加一个讲习会。
I think that's the first time I met Deacon Sogard.
那是我第一次遇见Sogard 执事。
Of course, he stick out like a sore thumb, right? You don't need the way you get that one.
那其实他非常的突出，因为就他这么一个美国人。
But during that time, during lunch, right, they brought him sandwiches to eat.
但是呢，午餐的时候呢，他们买了一个三文治给他吃。
And for me, I want a sandwich also, right?
对我来说呢，其实我也想吃一样的。
But my skin is yellow, so I assume I like all Chinese food.
但是我是黄皮肤的，所以大家都以为说我一定要吃中餐。
But I was very touched.
但是我非常的感动。
Because they really, even though it's a small gesture, but it means a lot for Deacon Sogard.
尽管是这么一个微小的动作，但是对于 Sogard 执事来说，这是一个非常感动的。一个举动。
So that's why we think about being sensitive to other culture.
所以呢，我们必须要对于其他的文化有更高的敏感度。
Yes, food is not important in our services.
没有错的，在我们的崇拜当中，食物并不是最重要的。
So this also means that we don't have to eat Chinese food every time during Sabbath.
不过这也意味着说呢，并不是每一个安息日的午餐都
一定是中餐。Because it's only one meal of the whole, out of the whole week.
因为呢，一个礼拜下来。或许只有那一餐对你来说不是中餐。
So because of love, we can show sacrifice.
所以为着爱，我们能够稍作牺牲。
And then let's talk about toilet a little bit.
我们再来讨论一下厕所。
Actually, you know, Deacon Sogard and I were speaking about this, and for us, we think it's very funny.
我跟 Sogard 执事也谈过这件事情，觉得非常的好玩。
Because when I first came to church.
我刚来教会的时候。
Of course, I was in the bathroom.
我在洗手间。
And of course, there's nothing to do, so I read there's something, you know, there's a writing on the door.
所以我就看到呢，在那个厕所的墙上有一个字条，写了一些字。
And it say, please do not throw toilet paper into the toilet bowl.
所以上面就写说，请不要把卫生纸丢入马桶里。
For me, I have to read it again and say, am I reading this right?Right?
我就再看一次，这个真的是这样吗
？Of course, I was reading. Like, please do not throw toilet paper in the toilet bowl.
所以我就再看一次，那边就说，请不要把卫生纸丢到马桶里。
Maybe for Asian people,
可能对于亚洲人
，we don't think it's disgusting.
对于我们来说，这个并没有什么大不了。
But for anybody really grew up in this country, it's disgusting.
但是呢，
really disgusting.
对于在这边长大的人呢，这样子的。话其实是非常恶心的。
Especially all our toilets, they are so small.
尤其这个马桶这么的小。
And now every time I go to a toilet, I'm thinking what, you know, Deacon Sogard and I were speaking about this. What are we going to do with this bucket next to us? Right? The trash bell next to us.
那 Sogard 执事跟我就在想说呢，那这个马桶旁边的这个小小的这个桶子是做什么用的
？And a lot of bathrooms are so small already. You can't go anywhere, right? You can't move the thing anywhere.
但是呢，那个桶子已经很小，那厕所又很小，所以你也不可能把那个桶移到另外一个位置。
So this is one of the very important thing also.
所以这个也是蛮重要的。
Yes, to us, maybe we don't mind. We just know after do we wipe ourselves and throw in the basket. But for most people, it's really disgusting.
所以呢，或许照那个字条上这样做呢，对我们来说是司空见惯的事，但是对其他的人来说可能是很恶心的。
And since I came to TJC, I never seen a toilet clogged up. Really, I never seen a toilet clogged. And this is one of the biggest reasons why we don't throw it in because it clogged up. But this is what the toilet is for, to throw it inside the toilet, right? Not into the bucket.
所以呢，其实马桶有它的作用。
I'm just being very straightforward for those who English speak who come to our church, right?
其实呢，并不是这个马桶作用的问题，而是那字是怎那字条上面是怎么写的。
I remember Brother Bob from Hawaii.
我还记得从夏威夷来的 Bob.
And then Brother Eli also from Hawaii came from NYTS.
还有从夏威夷来的 Eli.
Yeah, Eli, yeah.Yeah, so that one time when they came out of the bathroom,
当他们从厕所走出来的时候
，they just look at each other.
他们对看
，they're like, bro, right? They just say, bro, is this true?
弟兄，真的是这样子吗
？And Bob said, yeah.
是啊，是这样子。
And it's like, what can we do? I mean, you know, we're not new to put in the basket, you know?
那我们该怎么做呢？这个用完的。的卫生纸不能放在马桶，要放在旁边的那个小桶子吗
？And Bob just say, "Do what I do, just double flush it."
那一位弟兄就跟他说呢，就学我怎么做吧，你就马桶冲两次就是。
Actually, this is very little things for us.
其实呢，这些都很小的，是很小的
事情。If this little thing can stop us from winning people's soul, get rid of it. It's not worth it.
但是呢，如果因为这样的小事让我们没有办法抢救其他的灵魂，那我们就算了吧。
And almost every churches I go to, it has that sign. Really, almost every single.
那其实呢，我到几乎每一个教会都有这样的字条。
Just spend an extra $100, $200, put a different toilet in, right? That can have a stronger flush.
其实呢，就多花个一两百块呢，装一个比较强的马桶，不就解决了吗
？And let's go to different language.
我们现在来再来讨论一下不同的语言。
I mean, for myself, I experience many times, for example, if I'm on a conference call.
有时候呢，我必须要跟其他的同工打电话。
Of course, they know I'm there.
他们知道我们在电话上开会。
But after a while, they just, you know, speak in Chinese, right?
虽然说他们知道我在这个电话上呢，但是过一段时间，他们就自己在讲中文。
10-15 minutes later, oh, Woody's on the phone.
然后大概15-20分钟之后，他们才想到说，原来我还在电话上。
But for me, I'm so useless, so I don't mind.
对我来说呢，这个司空见惯，也不以为怪。
The same thing, sometimes when eating lunch, eating dinner.
有时候呢，我在吃午餐或晚餐。
If you be able to speak English, speak English.
如果你能讲英文，请你讲英文好吗
？Especially for the person who sit next to you, who's only English speaking.
尤其是坐在你旁边的人呢，只听得懂英文。
Many times, even though I sit among people,
有时候呢，我坐在一群的人
当中。And they know I'm only English speaking.
他们也知道我只讲英文。
They always end up speaking Chinese.
他们还是讲中文。
Then they turn me over, Woody, I'm sorry.
他们就会转过头来对我说抱歉。
Turn back, start speaking Chinese again.
转回去又开始讲中文。
At least they say sorry, right?
我至少他们说抱歉。
But for me, I'm so used to it.
对我来说已经司空见惯。
Like earlier, I was talking to Pastor Huang.
在之前呢，我跟黄传道聊天。
Actually, for me now, I'm so assimilated to this culture that I really don't think too much about anything anymore.
对我来说呢，我已经对于这样子的文化非常的习惯，所以我也不觉得有什么。
Because I'm so used to everything.
因为我已经这么的习惯了。
Actually, I feel like I'm more Taiwanese than Cambodian.
其实呢，我觉得我比较像台湾人，比我像。
And it's not exaggeration. It's not exaggeration.
这其实并不是一种夸张。
Why? Because the last 10 years I've been spending with all our members, my time with our members.
因为呢，在这个过去的十年。我都和教会的信徒在一起。
I mean, my English wasn't good from the first place, but now my English is worse. Really?
我的英文本来已经不怎么好，但是十年以后，现在英文更糟。
But for other people, maybe it caused them to stumble.
但是呢，因为有这样子的一些习惯或传统
，so we have love inside of us.
会让人跌倒。
This very little things.
但是我们心里面有爱，这些很小的事情。
Start to speak English more if you can.
譬如说，我们如果会说英文，就尽量说英
文。To make those who only English speak feel more comfortable.
让那些只听得懂英文的人呢，觉得比较习惯这样的一个环境。
Because most of you are bilingual.
大部分在座的呢，都懂得双重语言。
When you listen to sermon, if you don't get the English, you can get the Chinese.
对你来说呢，你如果英文听不是很明白，你可以听中文。
For us, only speak English. If we can't get the English, we get nothing.
但是对我们这些只会听英文的，如果英文听不懂的话呢，那就不晓得在讲什么了。
And also jokes.
还有一些开玩笑。
I remember about 2 weeks ago when I was here to give sermon.
两个礼拜前我在这边证道。
And I told an English joke, right? An American joke.
我讲了一个美国的笑话。
They followed the tracks and got hit by the train, right? That joke.
那个笑话呢，就是说要跟着轨道走，但是被火车撞了。
Actually, I did it on purpose.
其实我这是故意的。
Because I want to see all the faces in the audience who speak Chinese, right?
因为我要看看呢那些只讲中文的弟兄姐妹，对于这种美国笑话会有什么样的反应。
And I look at your facial expression, you have no facial expression at all.、Right?
我看你们的时候，你们面无表情。
And after the translation, you still don't have facial expression.
但是翻完译以后呢，你们仍旧是面无表情。
And this is how we feel AV Sabbath if you always tell jokes, right? You have no idea what's going on.
所以你就可以想想看，像我这样子的人，每一个安息日，如果有人讲笑话，我们笑不起来，因为根本就听不懂。
Because the jokes can be so funny, but after all the people laugh, and then after the translation, actually, there's no more jokes. You just don't know what's going on.
所以本来笑话很好笑的，但是一翻过译之后呢，已经失了真，所以也不觉得好笑。
And one more thing too, church sign. Church sign.
最后一点我要提起的是教会的招牌。
This is not really a big deal.
这个也不是什么大不了
的。But we have to understand the culture in the United States.
但是我们必须了解美国的文化。
People in this country, when they look for a church, they just drive around the neighborhood and they look for church.
美国人在找教会的时候，他们就开车绕他们的周围，然后就试着找一间教会。
Just like in Pacifica, for the last month or so, there's 5-6 people walk in because they see the sign we worship on Saturday.
就好像太平洋教会这个月大概有五六个人，因为我们那个招牌就在安息日的时候走了进来。
For sure, if we have Chinese writing on there, they automatically consider this a Chinese church.
所以你想想看，如果你在上面放中文字的话呢，他们马上会联想到这个是个华人教会。
And then they wouldn't come in.
他们就不会进来。
But even they see an English sign when they come into a church, of course.They can't help but see we are all Asian, right?
当然，我也了解到说，他们走进来看到的仍然是中国人。
But at least we can tell that they are coming into the church.
但是在最低的程度，他们至少会进来。
I think Dallas is a great example.
我想 Dallas 教会是一个很好的例子。
They have only English writing sign, right? English language on the sign.
他们教会的招牌只用英文。
And there are time 20-something people walk into the church.
有二十几个人。走进教会。
For sure, if we have Chinese writing there, they would not go in.
如果呢上面有写中文的话，他们或许就不会进来了。
Why even they walk into the church, all they see bunch of blackhead people, right? They're all Asian. They want to go out. They want to leave.
为什么呢？当他们走进教会的时候，已经看到很多黑头发的，或许他们就已经想要出去了。
But they say out of respect for God, they want to stay and listen to sermon.
但是对神的敬畏的心呢，让他们留了下来。
So because of this.God moved their heart and many of them were baptized.
因为这样子神感动他们的心，许多人相信
受洗。 For us, when we get rid of Chinese sign, actually we're not losing anything.
所以呢，如果我们把中文字在我们的招牌上去掉，并不会损失什么。
After all, we live in America.
其实说穿了，我们是住在美国。
Just think about your own thinking.
我们来想想看我们自己的想法。
If you go to a church and they have Korean writing on the church, you know that it's a Korean church.
如果你看到一个教会的招牌有韩文的话，你就知道那是个韩国人的教会。
And they have a Spanish writing on it, you know it's a Spanish church.
你看到有西班牙文，你就知道那个是个西班牙人的教会。
We are not Chinese church.
但是我们不是一个中国人的教会。
We are not Spanish church.
我们不是一个西班牙人的教会。
We are the true church of God.
我们是真神的真教会。
So that's why little things like this really make a big difference to evangelism.
所以呢，这些很小的事情呢，就会影响到我们传福音的工作。
And the next one, we have to be straightforward in our faith.
第二点呢，是我们在信心里头必须要坦率直接。
Because sometimes we as Asian people, we are not straightforward.
我们身为亚洲人呢，常常讲话不是很直接。
And sometimes this is very difficult for us to deal with.
这个呢，对于非亚洲人是非常难接受的。
Even though face to face we all nice to one another, this and that, but on the end we end up talking and behind each other's back. And this is not a good thing for us to do.
尽管面对面的时候我们似乎非常的友善，但是在背后却讲别人的闲话，这是非常难以接受的。
And let's go to the next slide, Jimmy. Being clear in Bible teaching versus tradition.
我们对于圣经的教导和传统之间的不同呢，要有清楚的认识。
This is also very important.
这是非常重要的。
Because sometimes it's so easy for us to mix our culture with Bible teaching.
很多时候呢，我们把文化的传统当作圣经的教导来教导会众。
For example, sitting arrangement.
譬如说我们在会堂里头。
I mean, personally, I love to sit, you know, on. one side and you know my wife on the other side. I like that because they're in service.
做的方法, 譬如说我个人来说呢, 我喜欢跟我的太太分开坐。
But even though yes, we can, you know, we don't need to make a big deal out of it. People, this God church, you can sit anywhere you want.
这是神的教会, 其实呢, 你要坐哪里, 随你便。
If people want to sit with their family, they should be able to sit with their family.
如果有人喜欢跟他自己的家人坐, 那就这样子吧。
If they want to sit one side, you know, from one another, it's also fine.
那如果他们要分开坐, 这样也没有什么关系。
But we should not make a big deal.
但是呢, 我们不要, 把它的严重性呢, 过分的喧嚷。
We should not make it as like a teaching from the Bible.
不要把它变成一个圣经上的教训。
Because in this culture, many people, when they come to church, the whole family sit together.
因为在这个文化, 其实有很多人到教会, 都是家人坐在一起。
To worship God as a family.
以一家人的精神来敬拜神。
So this kind of stuff, we should not make a big deal out of it.
对于这样子的事情呢, 我们实在不宜,
You can sit anywhere you want.
过分的指责。
You come here to worship God.
你要坐哪里, 随你便, 因为我们来这里是来敬拜神。
And also greetings.
我们在跟别人打招呼。
Because sometimes, you know, we also make a very big deal about greetings.
有时候呢, 我们对于这个招呼的这件事情呢,
看得过重。 Because a lot of us, as Asian people, we don't like to touch too much, right?
亚洲人呢, 不喜欢有触摸的行为。
But it doesn't mean if other people to say hi, they hug, whatever, it doesn't mean that it's wrong.
但是呢, 当有人, 在 一种有仪式的拥抱呢, 这并不是错的。
Just like when you go to Hawaii.
譬如说你到夏威夷去。
For sure, you can have 10, 15 people hugging you when you're in Hawaii.
你到夏威夷去的时候, 会有10个, 15个弟兄姐妹来, 来拥抱你。
And it's nothing wrong with that.
这也不是什么错的事。
Because that is the culture, they how to say hi, hello, how are you doing?
因为呢, 在那个文化, 他们就是这样子的在打招呼。
Of course, we have the freedom to hug or not to hug. It's our freedom to do it.
当然,要不要拥抱, 那在乎你自己的决定。
But when other people do it, we cannot judge them. We cannot say, oh, you know, look, why that person shaking hand with, you know, why the brother shaking hand with the sister. You can't do that kind of stuff.
但是呢, 我们不要去论断别人, 当弟兄姐妹在打招呼或者在握手的时候, 我们不要去论断说这样子是错的。
And also with titles.
再来呢, 是头衔。
I think sometimes we as Asian, we are very big on title, calling people this, calling people that.
亚洲人呢, 很注重头衔, 所以都要把这个头衔冠上一个人的名字。
Because sometimes some member call me Voody, and then the other member will yell at them, no, he's Pastor Voody. Right?
所以当有人叫我 Voody的时候呢, 有另外的人就会纠正他说, 他是Voody传道。
But actually, it's not a big deal.
但是呢, 对我来说, 这并不是一件,
You can even call me Voody 打金港, right?
多了不起的事情, 你也可以叫我无敌铁金刚也无所谓。
You know, we can call each other whatever we want. This is the brotherly love, just like a family.
你要怎么叫我无所谓, 因为我们在主里是一个大家庭。
If people call me Voody, it's fine. People call me Pastor Voody, it's fine. It's all fine.
有人叫我Voody, 有人叫我Voody传道, 都可以。
So we should not make a big deal out of it.
所以我们不要 把这件事情看得过分严重。
So, and also, let's go to the being multicultural and multilingual. Next.
接下来呢, 我们要必须, 拥有一个多元的文化跟多种语言的一种观念。
For me, I feel very bad because I don't speak Chinese.
对我来说呢, 我觉得很内疚, 因为我不能够讲中文。
And I know I'm not gifted in languages.
我也知道呢, 我对于语言上没有很大的恩赐。
And truly, I wish I can speak Chinese, especially on Thursday morning, sometime when I come here to, you know, to have fellowship, I cannot talk to all the mamas, and I really, you know, want to know how to talk Chinese.
尤其是在星期四早上圣何西教会的这个妇女团契, 我多么希望我能够讲中文, 跟这边的妈妈们一起来沟通团契。
So for us to progress,
所以我们要进步的话,
and to be able to preach the gospel to all the nations,
要能够把这个福音广传到万国去,
we must be able to be multicultural and multilingual.
我们必须要拥有这种多元文化跟多种语言的, 这种, 认识。
This means we try to understand other people's culture and other people's languages.
换句话就是说我们必须要去了解别人的文化跟语言。
Because many of you know that I'm Cambodian, right?
大部分人都知道我是柬埔寨人。
But many few of you know what is the Cambodian culture is all about.
但是呢, 非常少数的人知道柬埔寨的文化到底是怎么一回事。
Maybe I've been here 10 years, maybe I've been asked by like 5 people, hey, Voody, what is like you know, Cambodian food, you know, what is this, what is that? You
know? 我来教会十年了, 大概只有五个人问我到底柬埔寨的文化跟食物是什么样子的。
When we ask this, it makes people feel good.
当别人问我这些问题的时候，我觉得非常的好。
And since I came to church, no one ever asked me, Vudi, how do you say hi in Cambodia?
Right? 自从我来教会了，从来没有人问我说柬埔寨话的hi怎么说。
For example, my parents here, they really don't speak English.
譬如说我的父母，他们
You should just ask me, how do you say hello, right, in Cambodian? So when they come, you just say hello in Cambodian, they would feel really good.
我的父母亲不讲英文，但是如果有人问他们说 hello 怎么讲，那他们来的时候跟他们用柬埔寨话讲 hello, 他们会非常的高兴。
But everybody in church know 你好, right?
But
really,
every 但是每一个信徒都知道你好。
So I mean, it's good to know, but also other culture that's in the church also.
所以呢，在教会里头了解不同的文化是好的。
Okay, last slide. Okay, so I've been talking all these things that we lack in church.
所以我在描述的就是我们教会美中不足。
Are these the things that stop us from preaching the gospel?
但是这些挑战是不是造成我们传福音的瓶颈呢？
Actually, all these things I'm speaking about is very small matter.
其实我刚刚所提到的这些事都是非常微小的事情。
So why a gospel cannot preach to all nations?
所以为什么我们的福音没有办法广传天下呢？
Let's turn the book of Acts.
我们回到使徒行传。
Let's turn the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
1 verse 8.
使徒行传一章第八节。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
第八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地的撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
This is what we're missing in church.
这个就是我们在教会所欠缺的。
Because if we are fighting not against flesh and blood.
为什么？因为我们知道这个属灵的征战不是属血气的。
But against principality, against power, against the wicked one.
但是呢，我们这个征战是对于这个属天空、属灵。
So we're not filled with the Spirit of God.
所以我们必须要得着属灵的能力。
Just like during the time before Jesus gave them the commission, go preach to the end of the earth, they must receive the Holy Spirit.
就好像说主耶稣呢，告诉他们必须要广传福音到天下的时候，神也必赐给他们圣灵的能力。
So this means for every single one of us, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以我们每一个人都必须要被圣灵充满。
When we fill with the Spirit of God, we fill with the love of God.
当我们被圣灵充满，我们就被神的
And the love of God can transcend above everything and all the difficulty that we have in our church.
神的爱就能够让我们超越所有的困难。
Why am I still in church?
为什么还在教会呢?
Because many brothers and sisters show their love toward me.
因为有很多弟兄姐妹, 把他们的爱
And because of this, I continue to have strength to come to church and to be able to serve God.
因为这样子，我继续的留在教会，不断的在服侍神。
So that's why when we receive the power of God,
所以当我们领受到神的能力,
then only then we can go out and be a witness for our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样子的话，我们才能够出去传福音。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 41.
使徒行传第二章41节。
Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and the day about 3,000 souls were added to them.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3,000人。
So we know this is the first group of people who were baptized.
我们知道这是第一群人接受了洗礼。
There were 3,000 of them.
信徒约添了3,000人。
Why during the time that Peter built Then the 11 disciples stood up and preached the gospel and cut people's heart.
为什么那时候的使徒能够站起来传道，扎那个时候听众的心呢？
But if we read Acts chapter 2 verse 4.
我们看使徒行传2章第4节。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
This is why they built to cut people's heart.
这也就是为什么他们能够扎众人的心。
They were filled with the Spirit of God.
他们被圣灵充满。So
when we fill with the Spirit of God, doesn't matter if you're Chinese, you're American, whatever, when you speak the word of God, we will be able to cut their heart.
所以当我们被圣灵充满，不管我们是中国人、美国人还是其他的种族，我们 说话就能够扎众人的心。
And then they will come to believe.
他们就会来信神。
As simple as that.
就这么简单.
So that's why sometimes the reason we cannot spread the gospel is because we are not filled with the Spirit of God.
所以很多时候我们没有办法传福音，因为我们不被圣灵充满.
And our church is not filled with the Spirit of God.
我们教会不被圣灵充满.
Because of this, we lack of love.
因为这样子，我们缺乏爱心.
We have no joy inside our heart.
我们内心里头没有喜乐.
So when people come to church, they cannot see anything that manifests in us just like Christ.
所以当别人来到我们教会的时候, 他们没有看到基督成形在我们心里.
So even though we talk about many things that we lacked,
所以我们已经描述了教会到底欠缺什么。
But we can overcome all these things by being filled with the Spirit of God.
但是我们被圣灵充满，就能够克服这一切的种种。
Just like in chapter 2, verse 47.
就要像第二章的47节。
They say, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord add to the church daily those who are being saved.
赞美神的众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
So say it here that the Lord added to them daily to the church.
主将得救的人天天加给他们.
And if we read verse 42 to verse 46, we understand why they build add more members.
从42节到46节, 我们就晓得主天天加给他们的原因是什么.
Because in verse 41 or 42, continue steadfast in apostle doctrine, fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayer.
42节都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、波饼、祈祷。
So we know very well.
所以我们都非常的了解这一点。
We fighting against the devil himself.
我们现在所在打的属灵征战是面对的魔鬼。
So that's why our weapon of warfare is not flesh and blood.
所以我们属灵的兵器并不是这属血属肉的。
But through the power of God.
但是是借着
through being filled with His Spirit.
神的能力借着 圣灵的充满.
That's why when Jesus told Paul to go and his task was to go open people's eyes right from darkness to light.
所以呢，保罗的使命呢，就是要把人从黑暗带到光明.
He need the power of God to do this.
他需要神的能力来这么做.
And to bring people from the hand of Satan to the hand of God.
他也要把人从魔鬼的权势带到神的管辖.
He needs the power of God to do this.
他也需要神的能力来这么做.
And to bring people from eternal condemnation to eternal life.
他要把人从永刑带到永生.
He needs the power of God.
他也需要神的能力.
So for us, our task is exactly the same thing.
所以我们今天所有的使命跟保罗是一样的.
If we're not filled with the Spirit of God,
如果我们不被圣灵充满,
then it's impossible for every single one of us to evangelize and win soul for Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们就没有办法每一个人像精兵一样到外面去传福音，把人的灵魂带到主的面前来.
And let's go to Acts chapter 8.
我们再看使徒行传第八章.
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章.
We know chapter 8, this is the time that Philip preached the gospel to Samaria.
腓力呢在撒玛利亚传道.
And during that time, why did Philip be able to break this boundary, this geographic boundary? Right? Because before it's only in Jerusalem, but now into Samaria.
为什么呢？腓力在这个时候呢，可以把福音从耶路撒冷带到撒玛利亚呢，能够突破这样的一个地区性的瓶颈.
And then, during that time, many people came to get baptized.
在那个时候，有很多人来受洗.
They even sent Peter and John to go and help him.
他们甚至呢，差派彼得和约翰去帮助他。
Why during that time he built to preach and break the geographic boundary?
为什么在那个时候呢，这个腓力呢，能够突破这样一个地区性的瓶颈呢？
If we read chapter 8 verse 26.
我们来看第八章的26节。
Acts chapter 8 verse 26.
八章26节。
Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip.
有主的一个使者对腓力说。
The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip.
主的使者对腓力说,
so this means his relationship with God is wonderful.
换句话就是说, 腓力跟神有一个很亲密的关系,
because he was filled with the Spirit of God.
因为他被圣灵充满.
So whatever he wants to do, God will tell him exactly what to do.
所以不论他做什么, 神也会指示他该如何行.
So the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. This means he spoke to him very clearly what he needs to do.
所以呢, 有主的一个使者对腓力说, 很直接了当, 清楚地对他说,
and look at verse 29.
29节,
then the Spirit said to Philip,
所以呢，这个灵对腓力说，
You can see during this time the Holy Spirit guided him every single step to be able to preach to the Ethiopian eunuch.
我们从这边可以看到呢，圣灵带领腓力每一个脚步呢，把这个福音带给埃及亚伯的太监。Can we
imagine during that time being a Jew preaching to Samaria and also to the Ethiopian eunuch? It's very difficult during that time.
你可以想想看。 在当时的情况呢，有一个犹太人传福音给一个埃提阿伯的大太监，这是非常不可思议的事。
With the Spirit of God.
但是呢，他被圣灵充满。
And God teach him exactly what to do to win the soul of this Ethiopian eunuch.
神就教导他如何行，能够得到这个。
And look at verse 39, chapter 8, verse 39.
第八章39节.
Now when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away so that the eunuch saw him no more.
从水里上来主的灵把腓力提了去, 太监也不再见他了。
So from the beginning of Philip's work, God was always with him.
所以呢, 从腓力一开始的工作到结束,
神都不断地跟他在一起。 Verse 26, God spoke to him.
26节, 主的使者对他说话。
Verse 29, God said to him.
29节, 圣灵对腓力说,
and verse 39, God took him away.
第39节, 主的灵把腓力提了去。
Every single step, God was with him.
在每一个步骤, 神都与他同在。
So for us, we need to do exactly the same thing.
所以我们今天也要同样的这么做。
Actually, if we want to win people from the fleshly point, we can never be able to win them.
其实呢, 如果我们要按照血气来赢得人的灵魂, 这是不可能的。
It doesn't matter how much, you know, we can speak 10 languages in this church, we can be multicultural, multilingual, the problem's always going to be in church.
但是呢, 尽管我们会讲十种语言, 尽管我们有多种文化的接触, 但是呢, 那个问题仍旧不是这些。
For example, in Hawaii Church,
譬如说教会教会,
we eat the same food.
我们吃的是一样的,
we speak the same language.
我们讲的也是一样的话,
we do everything the same.
我们每一件事情都一样的,
why the church is not grown?
但是教会为什么不增长?
Because we're not filled with the Spirit of God.
因为我们没有被圣灵充满,
just like in Sacramento Church.
就好像在撒迦缅都教会,
all of us speak English.
每一个人都讲英文,
why the church is not grown?
为什么教会不增长?
Because we're not filled with the Spirit of God.
因为我们没有被圣灵充满,
and there's so many Chinese, the church mainly are Chinese speaking. Why the church is not growing?
那还有很多呢, 都是以中国人为主的教会, 但是这些教会也没有增长, 为什么?
Because God is not inside our hearts.
因为呢, 神没有在我们的心里。
And because of this, we do not know what is right to do.
因为这样子, 我们并不晓得什么样,
and because of this, Satan always beating us up.
因为这样子呢, 所以魔鬼在这属灵的征战呢, 把我们打得一败涂地。
For me, I'm convinced.
对我来说, 我深信,
if every single one of us filled with the Spirit of God,
如果每一个人都被圣灵充满,
it doesn't matter what languages we speak,
不管我们讲的是什么语言,
we be able to love one another,
我们都能够彼此相爱,
to show care and compassion to one another,
能够彼此的关爱,
because love is as strong as death.
因为爱比死更坚强,
if we have love, this means we can be all things, hope all things, and do all things.
因为我们如果有爱的话, 就能够凡事相信, 凡事包容, 凡事盼望,
if we have love, we feel with the Spirit of God, the church will go very smoothly. We can win many souls for Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们被圣灵充满, 我们就被神的爱充满, 我们也能够克服一切的困难, 来传这个福音给大家。
Let me know in chapter 10, Acts chapter 10.
我们来看使徒行传第十章。
And from verse 44 to 48, this is the time the Cornelius and his household were baptized.
10章44节, 哥尼流全家受洗。
And this was a racial barrier breakthrough.
这是一种对于民族性的一种突破。
Because for the Jews to preach to the Gentile is almost impossible.
因为在那个时候要把福音传给外邦人几乎是一件不可能的事情。
Why was it possible for Peter?
为什么彼得在这里就办到了?
Because in chapter 10 verse 9 say Peter was on the housetop praying at the sixth hour.
在十章的第九节, 彼得在约在午正上房顶去祷告。
Because of this, God showed him exactly what he needs to do.
因为这样子神启示他该怎么做。
And because of God's guidance, bring him all the way to the house of Cornelius, and then his household baptized and were saved.
因为这样子呢, 神带领他到哥尼流的家里, 让他全家受洗得救。
So for us, we really need to think and reflect about this.
所以今天呢, 我们要深深地思考这件事情。
Yes, even though there's many small things that we lack in our church,
没有错, 尽管我们在教会里面有这样子的缺失,
but for to me, all these things are nothing.
但是这些事情对我而言并不重要。
If we are filled with the Spirit of God,
如果我们被圣灵充满,
if we filled with the Word of God,
如果我们被神的道充满,
because through the Spirit of God, we have the power to transcend all of these things.
因为如果我们有神的, 圣灵呢, 我们就有能力, 能够超越这些事情。
So what is the conclusion for every single one of us?
所以我们今天对于每个人来说的结论是什么呢?
Actually, our church consists of many different kinds of people.
我们教会有不同的人种。
Some of us are lions.
有一些人是像,
some of us are wolves.
有一些人像狼,
some of us are cattle.
有一些人像牛,
we many different kinds of people.
我们都是不同种的人,
but the Bible already prophesied we'll be able to get along with one another.
但是圣经已经预言, 我们必须, 也一定能够和平的相处。
It doesn't matter who we are,
并不管我们是什么样的人,
as long we fill with the Spirit of God,
只要我们被圣灵充满,
and fill with the power of God,
被神的, 能力充满,
because only that time we can overcome Satan and fill ourselves with the love of God.
唯有这样子我们能够克服魔鬼的攻击, 被神的爱大大的充满。
So this is my sharing.
这就是我跟大家的分享。
So don't think too much. Of course, we have to be sensitive and stuff to different culture.
所以我们不要想的太多。当然，我们要对其他的文化有所敏感。
But the thing we need to focus on is being filled with the power of God.
但是最重要的是要被神的灵充满。
So like Pastor Cho earlier, we have said earlier, we have a special presentation.
所以呢，周传道刚刚已经跟我们说了，我们会有一些特别的讨论主题。
And this choir is only put together this afternoon.
那其实呢，我们也是今天下午才练了这一首诗。
This choir consists of the GA workers and also the full-time ministers.
这个诗班呢是由我们美国全职传道跟总会的办事人员。
So we're going to sing two hymns to all of you.
我们要来唱两首诗。
The first hymn is what's that hymn? 126. I forgot the title.
第一首是126首。
And then hymn 284.
第二首是284首。
Because this year we try to focus more and hymnal presentation and hymnal worship.
今年我们所要着重的是诗颂的崇拜。
So we ask. Praise and thank God.
感谢赞美神。
Can you feel all the excitement in the air when they're singing?
你可以感到在在唱诗的时候大家的兴奋吗？
And now let's do it again.
我们再来一次。
Let's sing hymn 284.
我们来唱诗284首。
284.
284首。世界的每一个角落
to open people's eye from darkness to light
能够打开人的心让他们能够从黑暗转向光明
to bring them from the hand of Satan to the hand of God
带他们从魔鬼的权辖制到
to bring them out of eternal condemnation to eternal life
神的国度把他们从永刑带到永生
this is our task
这就是我们的工作
and there's no doubt it's a great task
这是一个极大的工作
but through the spirit and the power of God
但是借着神的能力跟他的圣灵
we'll be able to send the light to all nations
我们就能够把